Winston Irvine of the Loyalist North and West Belfast Parade Forum is with us today. Morning to you, Winston.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning. Can I just correct you and say it's the Unionist North and West Belfast Parade and Cultural Forum?
You can. Of course you can.
Thank you.
Tell me this. What's your understanding of where we are at the moment?
Well, my understanding is that an incident which occurred outside St. Patrick's Church on the 12th of July was reported to the Parades Commission for investigation. We were promised that there would be an investigation into the matter. That didn't materialise. Unfortunately, the next determination that came out from that commission decided to use the incident without there being a thorough investigation as a basis to collectively punish the entire Royal Black Preceptory and its bandsmen and women on the last Saturday in August. That was seen as a very aggressive and provocative move, and the unionist community came together and rightly objected to that collective punishment, and we've seen an act of defence on the 25th. From then, there has been quiet conversations going on off the stage between members of the prisoners in Carrickhill and the Orange Institution and the relevant stakeholders within North and West Belfast Parades Forum. Since then, there has been a careful process of listening and conversation took place. And as a result, the Orange Institution and the bands have took the decision to show the congregation of St. Patrick's Church that they don't and never have intended to cause them any harm or offence, and that's why they have decided to show that respect in the shape of playing hymn music.
Sinn Féin are saying that they should talk to the residents of Carrickhill. Should they?
Well, my understanding, Stephen, as someone who would be well tuned in to this initiative, understands that residents are also parishioners. So I think we need to be careful that we don't try and denigrate what is a hugely important set of conversations that have taken place. I think the Orange Institution have shown tremendous leadership over the course of the summer. And again, we have seen another very positive move over the course of the last 48 hours in relation to the Covenant Parade on the 29th of September.
Is anybody talking to the residents of Carrickhill?
Well, I think the parishioners that was met are residents of Carrickhill. I think the priest from Carrickhill, from St. Patrick's, is also talking to the residents as well. And I'm a bit disappointed, Stephen, that something which is very positive, something which is shown respect, is somehow being dismissed by some. I think this is a real, genuine opportunity for mutual respect. This whole notion of respect that Michael Sheehan talked about from the outset is a two-way street. It has to be mutual. Other ways, it is seen by one side as being unfair. So I think in that regard, we need to now see just how others respond to what is a very positive development.
Let's hear what the Orange Order's the Reverend Mervyn Gibson said last night on Evening Extra.
We spoke to parishioners. There may have been members of Carrickhill residents there. I'm not sure if they were dual members of the church and also the chapel and also the residents group, but we haven't spoke directly to the residents group. If there's a particular issue where the residents live, this issue has been with the chapel and the parishioners there. There has been a growing tension maybe around further up the road where the residents come out and stand up in unity. We have noticed an increased attention there. Our members have been spat upon, bands have been abused, and that's a different issue entirely from what we're dealing with. We decided to focus on where most of the hurt, we believe, had been caused, even though it wasn't intended. And that's what we heard from the parishioners. and we decided to respond to that hurt. We don't believe that people have to ask for the right to play, what to play. We don't believe people have to ask the right where to walk. But we equally want to listen to people and show respect where it's needed. And that's what we've done on this occasion.
Sinn Féin MLA, Gerry Kelly listening to that. What's your take on this, Gerry?
Good morning, Stephen. Well, I mean, I've just listened to Mickey Irvine and I've listened to Mervyn Gibson. I mean, one of the things you said was, you know, the right to what to play. I mean, and that the hurt was inadvertent, which I've also seen in the Orange Order parade. I mean, let's be very frank about this. Playing a very anti-Catholic sectarian song outside a chapel is not unmeant. It was very deliberate. It went on for a considerable period of time. And that's where a lot of this goes to. To deal with the residents, and just to put things straight, no, there was nobody out of the Carrickhill Residents Association involved in these talks. Again, to put it in context, because I heard Mike Nesbitt calling and so where did this residence group come from? This residence group has been around for years. It has done massive work in the district. It represents the people in the district. And if he had known anything, he would know that there's actually people coming from all over Europe to see the housing in Carrickhill because of the relationship between this residence group and the type of housing that has been built for working class people, which is now held up as a perfect example. That's the type of people we're talking about here. We're talking about very reasonable people. If they say that the Orange Order has made this great gesture and they talk about business, some of the
Do you think it is a significant gesture that hymns when passing the Catholic Church?
Let me say this from my experience, and it may be a gesture, I don't want to deal with that. But from my experience, when this happened before, the hymns were unrecognisable. There were occasions in the past where it was agreed that Abide By Me would be the hymn, which was sang when passed certain areas, and it was unrecognisable because the bands turned it into something to use against the people. Now, that was not on every occasion, don't get me wrong, but if you're asking have I seen examples of this, then I have to say that that's the type of examples. The reason the residents are looking for a drum beat is because you can't do anything with a drum beat except do a drum beat. It's very quiet. It's very straightforward. There will be no dispute over it. It's very clear, a very clear sign of respect. Wiggy Irvine also talked about, it should be mutual respect and two-way street. And actually, I agree with him. So if you want mutual respect, surely you have to have dialogue, face-to-face dialogue. That's
Winston Irvine?
Mutual.
Yep.
Well, why don't you respond to that?
Well, I absolutely will respond to it. Let me just go back to the original issue here. The original issue was an incident that happened outside St. Patrick's Chapel. It was an incident that caused offence, according to the congregation, to them. And I accept that. And the band has apologised for that. The Orange Institution has also recognised, as has the Black Institution. We have seen another positive step here in relation to the Covenant Parade. Now, what I would like to know is, what more do people want? You know, is it humiliation that they want from the Orange Tradition? Because that's what it is beginning to sound like. And I'm worried now that we're going to see a situation being escalated because there is an appetite here now to put pressure on what is one of the most important days for unionism in relation to the decade of commemorations. And we are needing to be very careful that we don't set a very bad example and we don't set a bad scene for the decade of commemorations. And also, let me also say, bands have been playing music up and down Donegal Street for 125 years. So why in 2012 should we go to a drum beat, a single drum beat, which is ominous, which is actually, in my opinion, not very conducive to a atmosphere of mutual respect. So I just don't get why people are asking for something that hasn't happened in 125 years, now should happen in 2012, when we're well into the peace process, process of the rebuild.
That's also very interesting because, I mean, I've been talking to people in and who have been Orange men and who have some experience in this, and they're saying that in most areas in the north, until relatively recently, a number of years ago, it was the habit if you were passing past any church or chapel, not just Catholics, any church or chapel, that you would actually stop the music as a sign of respect. This is the Blood and Thunder band who have brought this, reintroduced this. For Wiggy Irvine to say that they've been playing music for 120 years, going up and down, and why should it start in 2012? I'll tell you why, and just to be very clear about this, he talks about, you know, this being escalated. It was escalated massively by loyalists when they moved out onto the front of the road a couple of
years ago. We're talking about the here and now.
It was you who said that it wasn't being escalated. And you have to be very clear. You know, you were standing up in the balcony, so you've seen all of this.
I'm quite entitled to be standing where I so wish to please.
You asked the question, why 2012? And here's the honest
answer. You haven't answered.
Like 30 parades go up and down past this. Over a long period of time, I've been saying to the police for some considerable times, you can check on this, that the residents resisted going to the parades commission for a determination because they did not want to escalate the situation, but that the police, since there was no determination, should have dealt with the issues of sectarianism and abuse that was thrown, mostly by supporters, I have to say, at the people in Carrickhill. Bands stopped, played loud music when they were supposed to move on. The police did not handle all of that. I've been dealing with this for a number of years on that. I was there on the 19th of May.
Right.
When there was...
We're talking about the future here. Hold on.
Let's not start to talk over each other.
It is ironic that when the residents resisted going to to look for a determination, that it was the Orange Order or the Loyal Orders who hate the Parades Commission so much who have drove them to go to the Parades Commission.
Go ahead, Winston.
I don't even get the point that he's making.
The point is very ironic. If all of allegedly all of loyalism hates the Parades Commission, it was their actions which drove the people in Carrickhill to go to the Parades Commission to ask for the terms.
Right, let's deal with the issue in hand here. The issue in hand is that there has been a significant step, a significant gesture of respect
and what's the
and
problem
goodwill
we're talking?
Towards the congregation.
What's the problem we're talking? You said yourself that the Carrickhill residents...
Hold on, I think we've got to give Winston a bit of space here.
Let me put it another way. Was the chairperson or was any of the residents invaded in the discussions during the end phase of the quiet conversations?
Well, the question is a very simple one. Are the Loyal Orders in the Grand Lodge prepared?
No, that's not the question.
A long-standing... Well, let me put it another way. See, what you're trying to say is that the only difficulty is around St. Patrick's Chapel.
Well, Jerry, can I focus this so that I understand? Can I focus this so that I understand? Do you think the playing of hymns, because Winston Irvine is suggesting that it is a significant gesture. Do you think it is?
Well, what I think is that if it is mutual, which is continually used by Winston, if it is mutual respect, which is necessary, then you need to have a mutual conversation.
Is the playing of the hymns a significant gesture in your view or not?
Pardon?
The playing of hymns.
I think if they bring that to the resonance group, then let them work that out.
Do you think it's a significant gesture or not?
No more than Winston should speak for the Orange Order or the Loyal Orders. I will not speak for the residents.
So all of a sudden you don't have an opinion?
No, I do have an opinion. But the residents speak for themselves now, and the residents have said what they think is necessary. Now, if they get into a room with the Loyal Orders, the Grand Lodge, right, and we have a window of opportunity now between now and the 29th, and they can do it quietly. Nobody's arguing that the media should be all over it. They can do it quietly. Then perhaps, and there is a great possibility, that they will come to some sort of conclusion between them. And that would resolve the whole situation. But taking the position that we will not, and I heard Mervyn Gibson on earlier, that they will not speak to... I mean, I find it even hard to believe that a Reverend Mervyn Gibson has some notion that you shouldn't speak to the residents.
I'll speak to Reverend Mervyn Gibson in just a second, but Winston Irvine, I want to ask you this. It's reported in the Irish News today, Winston, that the Loyalist band, the Young Conway Volunteers, will not march past St. Patrick's Church on September 29th. Is that right?
Well, I think like many other unionists across Northern Ireland, they will be taking part in the Covenant Parade on the 29th of September. I think that's right and proper. And the band, no doubt, will do the same as every other unionist on that day. They will participate and enjoy what will be a very momentous occasion, and will do so in a dignified way. And,
sure. You understand the question, and therefore your answer is very, very important.
Yep.
Are the young Conway volunteers, as a gesture or whatever it is, are they not going to march past St Patrick's Church? That's what the Irish News is reporting.
Well, the fact of the matter is that the Young Conway band will not be parading in Donegal Street from Clifton Street, Orange Hall, on Saturday the 29th of September.
Why?
Because they have other engagements, they have other obligations, and they are taking part in what is... I mean, and people need to understand this thing.
They're in the main parade anyway, aren't they?
Yeah, the whole focus...
What do you mean other engagements?
Well, the whole focus is on Donegal Street. I mean, the parade that will assemble and leave Clifton Street is a tiny fraction of the overall pageantry of the commemoration of the 100th anniversary of the signing of the Covenant. I mean, the main focal point here will actually be City Hall, and that's right and proper, because that's the historical, original place of the signing of the Covenant, and that's where the vast majority of people should be come Saturday the 29th of September. They shouldn't be in Donegal Street. They should be in the vicinity, in and around the City Hall and the City Centre.
So this is not a gesture. This is because they're doing other engagements, as you describe it, or is it a gesture?
Well, Stephen, let's not try and demonise this bond any further than what has already happened.
Well,
and I think the hysteria and the frenzy that has surrounded this bond, you know, there are people as young as 8 years of age in this bond, and we shouldn't be trying to put this bond centre stage again when they don't need to be centre stage again, and you know, let's just be careful around all this. But let me just make a very important point there. Jerry talks about the residents group. The residents protest that I seen on the 25th of August very clearly said on their banner, respect St Patrick's Church, and that's exactly what the Orange Institution intends to do.
The Reverend Mervyn Gibson has been listening to this morning. Mervyn, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Why won't you talk to the residents?
It's quite clear from the very beginning the focus has been on St Patrick's Chapel. The incident on the 12th day, the incident on last Saturday, as Winston's already said there, the banner on the last Saturday, which I believe was carried by parishioners who were also residents, said respect St Patrick's. There was an offer to have quiet conversations with the priest and the parishioners of St Patrick's. That's where the issue was. That's where the issue remains. So we decided to go into quiet conversations to listen to what people had to say, to listen to the hurt, to listen to their concerns, and also to explain issues around the 12th, issues around the last Saturday. And we decided to address those particular concerns, those particular issues, after those quiet conversations. The focus has always been on St Patrick's Chapel, and that's where we sought to address the issue with her statement.
And yet, if Sinn Féin are saying, look, you should talk to the residents, can you give me a logical reason why you wouldn't want to do that?
I think, basically, we've already spoken to the parishioners. How many other groups do we have to talk to? The whole focus has changed. The goalposts for us, we would say, have changed. It's now you have to jump through another hoop before we tell you what to do or we demand what you do. The 29th of September is too important a date in the calendar of the decade of centenaries to play politics with, to play games with, to enter into negotiations with. We sought to address the issue in an honest and genuine way. If that's not good enough for people, I don't know what we have to do.
Jerry Kelly?
Well, let's return to this. You know, this isn't about jumping through hoops. People have continually said this is about respect and about mutual respect. And, you know, part of me understands Mervyn and others trying to reduce this down to St Patrick's. St Patrick's was a manifestation of the sectarianism which Carrickhill residents, who are also, it is true, parishioners. It was the manifestation, it was the straw that broke the camel's back. Before that, They were resisting going to ask for a termination. They didn't want the place to become an interface. But they faced that, and then they faced 350. The 350 Loyalists didn't come out till St. Patrick's Chapel. They came out at Carrickhill. And I think it is foolish to think that if they talk to one or two parishioners, when there is a resonance group, very, very long-standing, highly respected, hard-working people who represent that enclave, that they should not talk to them, to me, is a bit crazy, especially since the church's position is that they should talk to the residents.
Mervyn?
I think from our quiet conversations with those involved, they would say they would encourage talks with everyone, as indeed many people would. But I think we're too close to the 29th. We don't know if people are going to play games with IT. The point is, it has been a long-standing residence group. I take the point that there may be reasonable, but to get into a situation now where we go into talks with a group who could begin to play politics with it, who begin to put in demands, and we're already here, demand they want a single drum beat before we even go in.
Nobody said it was a demand. People say that's the position.
Well, surely Mervyn, you won't know what they're going to say until you go in there and listen to them.
I appreciate that, but we've already spoken to who we believe the people who were injured were the parishioners. Now, we put no preconditions in those quiet conversations. The chairman or anybody else of Carrick Residents could have been in that group. We didn't say no one should be there, so we were quite prepared to meet that group. Family met that group and had good, frank and constructive, I believe, conversations. And out of that has come where we believe a reasonable solution is to play hymns as we pass the Roman Catholic Church, to show the respect that people were demanding on this occasion because of what has gone before, even though it wasn't intentional. But again, many in our community and many have said to me, "Well, how far do we have to go?" Again, you do what people demand, you respect the church, you talk to people. Now you're not talking to the right people. Now the game's changed, there's something else demanded. And to be honest, all people have to do today is go into the Parades Commission and they'll probably dance their merry tune anyway. So where do we go on all this? What do we have to do?
Well, it's interesting that Mervyn should say, and I, you know, we're not talking, just go and talk to the Parades Commission. I mean, they have to make up their mind. I mean, the Parades Commission came out with a determination en masse. Now, this had to be planned. It couldn't be, you know, spontaneously each of the bands decided on the moment that they would play music and break the determination. So there had to be a meeting. It had to be encouraged, and then they decided to break the Parades Commission's determination. Now, that's the type of thing we're talking about. So there's a bit of a contradiction for Mervyn. To then say, and it's a bit disingenuous, if I could say, because Mervyn is a person of substantial experience in this area, right? A bit disingenuous of him to say that, this we thought we were talking to the right people. They would have known the numbers that were there, whether the group was representing, and he will also know the type of sectarianism that the people in Carrickhill have experienced over a number of years.
Okay, we're going to leave it there.